Former CIA chief George Tenet is among a dozen or so intelligence officials who could face disciplinary action for their performance before September 11, 2001. That's according to sources familiar with an internal CIA report which was delivered to Congress this week. The report is said to be harshly critical of both former and current officials. Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
The report from the CIA Inspector General runs several hundred pages, all classified. Compared to previous inquiries, this latest investigation apparently goes much farther in assigning individual responsibility for not preventing the attacks. As one former intelligence official puts it, the point was to decide which head should roll. Top on the list, George Tenet, who ran the CIA for 7 years until his resignation last summer. Also singled out are Jim Pavitt, the now-retired head of the clandestine service, and counter-terrorist center chief Cofer Black, who has also since left the CIA. The three men, and others, some of whom are still working at the agency, are charged with several basic failures. Not doing enough before 9/11 to warn about the Al-Qaeda threat, not devoting enough resources to it, and not having a good action plan to take on Al-Qaeda. George Tenet, through a spokesman, declined to comment today, but a former CIA official familiar with the report disputes all three charges. He points out that last year Tenet testified before the 9/11 Commission that not only did CIA officials have a plan, they even named it the plan.
We developed a new baseline strategy in 1999. Simply, we called it the plan. We worked on the plan through the summer. We told our customers and counterparts in Washington all about it.
Tenet and the others who have already left the CIA probably face, at most, a letter of reprimand. But the new report could have graver consequences for current counterterrorist officials. And several CIA veterans contacted today warned of the danger to morale. One lamented, "The CIA did more than anyone to sound the alarm about bin Laden, but we're the only agency that seems to keep bayoneting its own wounded." This former official continued, "If you want to look for someone to blame for 9/11, I've got a name for you, Osama bin Laden. But instead, we're going to keep beating up on the very people trying to stop him." In fact, it's not clear yet what the CIA's current director, Porter Goss, will do with the report's recommendations. CIA spokesman Paul Gimigliano says there's no decision yet on whether Goss will convene disciplinary panels as the report recommends. In an email to his staff on Tuesday, Goss wrote that he wants to improve, quote, "everything we do, from operations and analysis to technology and mission support." But he also wrote, "the major changes to our agency are behind us." And Goss said, in the 2 years since the report was commissioned, the CIA has already done a lot to improve the way it does business. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.